Shalom and good morning. We want to bless the name of the Lord for the fact that he has taken us. We have seen what the Lord has already done for us and what we can be able to do in response to what he has done. We discover that worship is doing or responding to God's mercies. It is responding to what God has done. Every time we respond willingly, when we yield, sacrifice, when we sacrifice ourselves, when we also sacrifice that which was supposed to be ours, and we willingly give it out, that is worship. One of the greatest things we have discovered that Paul was saying from chapter 12 of Romans is that we are supposed to give our bodies to God as a living sacrifice. We are supposed to submit to God because of what he has done. We also discover that we can submit to our own to the list of the teams that we have together. We can submit to the church by serving them, or we can sacrifice. We can live sacrificially. We can live in a way that we are giving ourselves to others because of what God has done. Today, we want to look at it from chapter 13, from verses 1 to 14. And we want to focus on how you can love your government, how can you love your neighbor, and how can you love your neighbor as you love yourself. And we will be able to look at it from three types of laws. We will discover that there are three major laws that govern the government, that is called the law of the land. There is a law that governs the way we live with our neighbor. It's called the law of love. And there is a law that governs the way we live as we wait for the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ in the present time. The way we behave, what we do during the time we are on earth before we go, or before Jesus comes again, or before the next phase of living comes, after Jesus comes. It's called the law of light, not to live in darkness. And so here, we want to focus, number one, on how we can respond to the governing authorities from God's mercies point of view. Because of what God has done, what can we do to the government? Can we show our love to the government, and particularly to the government that is not a good government, particularly to a government that is persecuting you or believers because of putting their faith in Jesus Christ? So Paul, helping us to do this, how we can love our government, is by submitting to those governing authorities. Or submission to the governing authorities. What is submission? Submission means you are giving away your authority. You are giving away your power willingly. Every one of us, we have the way of controlling ourselves. We can control ourselves. But if you give that control to somebody else, if you give control to another person to control your life, is a very frightening experience. And especially if you give it to the government, this submission is when you yield to the governing authorities. And when you yield to the government authorities, especially to those who are not really obeying God, or who do not know God. But we should also know what is the extent of submission. At what time should we submit to the government of the day or the law of the land? What does the Bible say? What does God wants us to do? At what time should we continue to allow the government of the day to have control of our lives? As long as the government of the Lord does not contravene the higher authority of the government of God. Remember, the government of the day is under the government of God. If the government of the Lord, if the government of the country you are living in is not contravening the laws of the government of God, you can also be able to submit to them. But as long as the government of the Lord does not submit to the government of God, you are also mandated not to submit to them as you submit to God. This is a legal apparatus, is a legal structure that there's no law apart from that which God has given. The government of the day does not operate by itself. Paul says, let everyone be subject to the government of the governing authorities, for there is no authority except that which God has established. You see, it is God who has established the governing authorities. If it is God who has established the governing authorities, it means that the governing authorities of the time should, number one, submit to the one who established them. If they do, and as they submit to the governing authorities of God, everybody in that land should submit themselves to the governing authority of that land. But as I was saying, if the governing authorities of the land, which is established by God, stop following God for any reason, it is at that point I am also supposed to not follow them as they stop following God. For example, if the governing of the Lord says people should not worship the God who established the government, it is at that point I'm supposed to tell them with a lot of love, I cannot follow you because you are not submitting to God. Let me give another example, but of marriage. If your husband tells you to go and steal, I am sure you're supposed to be able to submit to your husband. Is it right? Right. Because that's God has established marriage. But at the moment your husband tells you to go and fornicate or to go and steal, it is at that point you tell your husband, hey, my husband, I cannot follow what you're doing or what you want me to do because you have also stopped following God. It's not easy to stop following the immediate line of duty government, the government that is in the line of duty, or the government that is, what you say, the one that you're supposed to be obeying as they obey the higher authority. But here we are saying, Paul is saying, we are supposed to be subject to the governing authority, for the governing authority is established by God. The authority that exists have been established by God. This is very good. That's good. If it is established by God, then it's supposed to be following God's way of life. And we are supposed to be to look at it and say, are you also following God? We are supposed also to speak to the government based on that. Consequently, whoever rebels against the authority is rebelling against what God has instituted. And those who do so will bring judgment on themselves. So if we rebel against the government of the Lord, we rebel against God. And we are going to bring judgment on ourselves. For rulers hold no terror for those who do right, but for those who do wrong. Do you want to be free from fear of the one in authority? then do what is right and you'll be commended. So let's keep on doing what is right in the government and we shall be commended. We shall not live in fear. We shall not be guilty in our lives. For this one, for the one in authority is God's servant for your good. But if you do wrong, be afraid. For rulers do not bear the sword for no reason. They are God's servants, agents of wrath to bring punishment on the wrongdoers. Therefore, it is necessary to submit to the to the authorities, not only because of possible punishment, but also as a matter of conscience. So here we are being told two ways that we can be able to submit to the governing authority. Number one, there are people who submit to the governing authority because of the fear of punishment. That's number one. There are people who do not drive past the driving limits given because they are afraid of the punishment or the fine they can be that can be put in the account. So people follow the government or submit the government because of fear, because they are afraid of the punishment. They are afraid of what can be done in them. That's number one. But on the other hand, there are those who submit, and this is the way we're supposed to be submitting, because it's a matter of conscience. You're not only submitting because somebody sees you. You are saying, I'm going to drive what has been given, not because I'm afraid of punishment, but because it's the right thing to do. May we go up to that point. And so there are those two people, those who submit because of fear, those who submit because of conscience. The other things that you're supposed to do to show that we submit to the government, not only to submit to them, but we're supposed to pay taxes as part of the submission to those that are in the authority. We are supposed to give full, this is also why you pay taxes for the authorities are God's servant who give their full time to the governing. So give to anyone whatever you owe them. If you owe taxes, pay taxes. If revenue, then pay revenue. If respect, then pay respect. If honor, then pay honor. Now, that's how you're supposed to submit to the government. That's supposed to sacrifice to the government. If you're paying honor, let's give honor to honor is due. If you're paying what we call respect, let's respect those that are in authority. If you're calling them by their titles, their honorable titles, don't be afraid to call them honorable sir. Thank you. It is the will of God. If it is giving the taxes, pay taxes. If revenue, we pay revenue. All this will show that you are submitting to the government, that you are sacrificing to the government because of what the Lord has done for you. Not only the government, there's also what we call the law of love. The law of love means that you are also not supposed to have a debt of anyone, not only the government, but of anyone. Let no debt remain outstanding except the continuing debt of to love one another. For whoever loves one another has fulfilled the law. The commandment, you shall not commit adultery, you shall not murder, you shall not steal, you shall not covet, and whatever other command there may be, are summed up in this one command: love your neighbor as yourselves. Love does not harm to the neighbor. Therefore, love is the fulfillment of the law. Now, that is the law of love. We are supposed to love our neighbor as we love ourselves. We are not supposed to harm our neighbor. We are not supposed to do evil to our neighbor. Now, not doing evil to a neighbor is the sacrifice, is a way we worship God. The way we don't commit adultery, the way we don't steal their things, the way we don't defile their wives and the wives of other people and the wives of girls were not our wives and vice versa for the wives and the husbands and women. You're not supposed to defile young people or young men. Now, that is what we are talking about, is the law of love. We should love them. It's only the love of God that should be outstanding. But as we do this, we must do this because we are guided by the law of light. All the love of the government, the love of the neighbor, should be under the love of the light, the law of the light. And do this, understanding the present time. The hour has already come for everyone to wake up from your slumber, because our salvation is nearer than when we first believed. The night is almost over. The day is almost here. So let us put aside the deeds of darkness and put on the armor of light. Let us behave decently as in the daytime, not in carousing, not in drunkenness, not in sexual immorality, not in debauchery, not in dissension, not in jealousy. Rather, clothe yourself with the Lord Jesus Christ and do not think about how to gratify the desires of the flesh. I think what Paul is talking about here is that he's summing about that as we obey the law of the Lord, and as we obey the law of love, we must also do it under the law of light. We must also do it knowing that the present time we are living in, we must do it knowing that the night is far much spent and the day is at hand. We must look at it from the coming of Jesus' point of view. Here, when we say that the night is far much spent and the day is coming, we are saying Jesus is just about to come. Is that if you are told Jesus is coming the morning of that particular day, let's say that it is already night, and we are told that tomorrow Jesus is coming, how would you behave to your neighbor? How would you behave to your government? How would you behave to the rest of the people who are next to you? What you do is governed by the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. So Lord, we thank you. We pray that you may give us the ability to do everything knowing that the day is here, that the night is almost over and the day is almost here. Lord, help us to set aside the deeds of darkness and put on the armor of light, in Jesus' name.